the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. And grab your slushy drinks, party on down. Barf in a bucket if need be, because a lot of people do that down there on Bourbon Street. Hopefully I'm not going to purge my bankroll this weekend, Lundy, because we got the Final Four going down inside the Superdome in New Orleans. You're going to be there in attendance, my man. And thankfully, too, Louisiana has legalized sports betting.
You better believe I was celebrating that.
Yeah, so you can get some of that action from the creature comforts of your chair there at midcourt, because you got some killer seats as you're going to be rooting on the Kansas Jayhawks, adorning the red, white, and blue rock chalk from start to finish, hopefully, for your wife's sake. Otherwise, it's going to be a sorrowful trip for the pair of you. But regardless, let's go ahead and dive in right now. And I was doing some digging around the internet and at the various legal sports books on my favorite Final Four player prop. Now, obviously, these wagers are not available in every jurisdiction. Like, for example, you're in Colorado. You cannot wager on college basketball player props. However, in Illinois, I most certainly can. And I found one right now that I absolutely love. And I almost had to do a double take. I couldn't believe that the juice was at plus 160 on this. And it's Brady Manek to score 20 or more points in what is sure to be a track meet between Duke and North Carolina Part 3. You know, the first couple of games went well over the proposed total here at 151 or 151 and a half. And Manek in those two regular season contests went for 21 and 20 points. So he hit this threshold needed. He has gone over in 2 of 4 tournament games. And when he goes over convincingly. 28 and 26 in the first and second rounds of this NCAA tournament. A kid that's splashing 39.8% from distance. He's shooting 6.2 three-pointers per game, and he's also netting 61% from inside the arc. We know the vulnerabilities of Duke defensively. It's not around the rim, not in this NCAA tournament, because Mark Williams has been a brilliant rim protector, but outside, they are quite pliable and beatable, as Duke in this NCAA tournament giving up 35.9% from distance. So again, at what will be an up-tempo game, high possessions, I think Brady Manek scores at least 20 points at plus 160, available at BetMGM. What is your favorite Final Four player prop, my man?
I'm going Remy Martin. You know that I've got to lean towards everything KU for the next 5 days.
Yeah.
Mandatory. I need you to just, everybody just kind of bear with me. I mean, I've even got a Jayhawk shirt that I'll be wearing on the television show tonight.
Stop it.
The things we do for love, Brad. The things we do for love. I'm going to go with Remy Martin. His over-under on his points total at BetMGM right now is at 11.5. And as you said, I can't bet this in Colorado, but you and I tracked it down. And it's sitting at 11.5. It's juiced to minus 125 on the over, but I'm going to take the over. He's averaging 16.8 points per game in the 4 games thus far that he has played in the tournament. I know he only had 9 against Miami, but I just feel this is going to be a game that feels a little bit more, maybe even like in terms of his scoring, like the one against Creighton in the second round where he finished with 20 points, 7 boards, 4 assists. I mean, this is a guy that when we got to like the Elite Eight level, Brad, I started to be like, all right, what's his odds to be most outstanding player? Like, where does that sit? Because the ASU transfer, finally healthy, finally able to contribute to this team, I was like, this guy might wind up being more important than Ochai Agbaji by the time we get to New Orleans.
Yeah, that's no lies detected there at all. And you know, he is a gunner. It is an ugly shot for him. It is a line drive. I mean, it's all or nothing, right? Like, it's either going to splash straight through the cylinder, completely clean and pure, or it's going to ricochet and probably like 6-7 feet off the back iron because it's at such a high velocity. It's like a pitcher fastball at the major league level that Remy Martin chucks up there. But the green light is always on for him, and he's certainly been delivering some stats for Bill Self's club.
In this particular player prop, Brad, the other thing that you're going to want to watch is he's got to get to the free throw line. I said he only had 9 points against Miami, but it's because he didn't get to the free throw line once.
Yeah.
That entire game. Whereas if you go back 2 for 3 in the first round, 4 for 4 against Creighton, 8 for 13 against Providence. So if he gets to the free throw line, he's going to crush this number.
Yeah, unfortunately, Villanova doesn't foul a whole lot. So
I know.
That's going to be critical.
I just need a couple. That's all, Brad. I'm not trying to be really greedy here. I just need a couple of free throws. That's all.
Yeah, number 46 in the country in free throw attempts to field goal attempts allowed this season are the Villanova Wildcats. All right, with that, let's get to it on this Freaky Friday with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's blast those books into the boards, Lundy, and maybe score an empty netter here. What do you like in the National Hockey League tonight?
Just going to focus in to start. I got a couple in bonus time for you, but to start off, let's look at a total that I think is going to be an easy cash tonight, and that is Nashville and Buffalo. The Sabres will be hosting this one. The over-under set at 6 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm really comfortable with this one because look at what these teams have done, okay? Nashville's been over in 6 out of their last 7 games. Buffalo's been over in 4 out of their last 5. If you take the last 10 games for these two teams combined, they've scored 75 goals. So both of these teams... Defense, a little optional, goaltending slightly suspect, but most importantly, they're just flying around from an offensive standpoint right now. So I think that the fact that this is set at 6, it has not been juiced in either direction right now. So if you want to drop it to 5.5, maybe pay a little bit of juice, but get rid of the opportunity for the kiss your sister, feel free with that one. But at DraftKings right now, I'm taking the over. I think goals aplenty between the Preds and Sabres.
Oh, yeah, life is too short to bet on the under. Roll with the over.
Number 4.
All right, let's make some bucks here on this Friday night in the National Basketball Association. And your boy's been running hot, like I said. Man, first half lines have been so, so generous to me. And I'm going to have one in bonus time a little bit later on. And maybe I'm getting greedy here. Maybe I have an inflated sense of self-confidence. But I'm going to go with a two-legger on a player prop parlay here, Luddy, and I string this together at DraftKings, and the odds, oh, so sexy, plus 188 on this gem. Give me the under on Will Barton, 2.5 made threes for the Denver Nuggets tonight, and give me the over on Keldon Johnson of the San Antonio Spurs, 20.5 points against who? Putrid Portland. And again, both those hit plus 188 at DraftKings. You look at Will Barton. He has been under 2.5 made threes in 7 of his last 8 games. He averaged in the month of March 1.9 makes from outside per game, so well shy of this line, shooting just 32.9% from distance over the last 30 days. You look at Minnesota, number 8 in the NBA and 3-point percentage D since March 1st. So all the evidence you need there. And again, confidently side with the under on that Barton threes prop. And then meanwhile, for Keldon Johnson, he has been over 20.5 points in 6 of his last 8. He averaged exactly 20 points per game in the month of March. So hopefully Captain Hook, yar, well, won't come in and screw us here on this. But he's shooting 46.7% from the floor over the last 30 days, and he's jacking 16.2 shots per game. So high usage, and it's a mother of all matchups as the Trailblazers give it up 1.237 points per possession. That's what they surrendered in the month of March. That was dead last in the NBA. So again, Will Barton under 2.5 made triples, Keldon Johnson over 20.5 points. Slap those two together, plus 188 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
I don't like it. I don't like it because of the Will Barton leg. Here's the thing. Will Barton has never met a three-point shot he didn't like, okay? So when you look at what he's done against Minnesota, I know he's only gone over the total against Minnesota once, but he's also jacked up 16 threes in 3 games. This is one of those dudes that just comes down the court. Like, the rest of the team's, like, trying to get into a set. Will's like, wee, and he just starts shooting it from the corner. It's just, it's crazy. It's maddening for Nuggets fans because there are games that you look at Will Barton and go, that's exactly why he's on this team. And then there are games where Nuggets fans go, how quickly can we cut him? Because he really does, it's feast or famine with him. So the reason I don't like it is because every now and then Will Barton will just come out of nowhere and make 5 threes. So I get that the trend is there. I get he's been under recently. But, man, that's a guy that just makes me too nervous. I love the Keldon Johnson leg, but I'm a little bit concerned about the Will Barton one. I personally would probably try to go find a different player prop. In general, I'm a little nervous about this one, but that payday, ooh, so sweet, plus 188.
Yeah, yes, indeed it is. Come on, Will Barton. Clank a few off the back iron.
Number three.
All right, let's go to a man that I have affectionately nicknamed the Mint Lundy, because all he does is spit out coins and dollar bills, y'all, on his over player props, and that is Davion Mitchell. A guy that knows a little bit about March, and I know it's April 1st, and this is not an April Fool's joke, but this guy has been cashing left and right on basically every prop across the board, especially points. And I got to go back to that well, because it's been oh so sweet tasting, and it's 21.5 points against a team he just recently faced in the Houston Rockets, a minus 110 right now at FanDuel. You look at Mr. Mitchell. He has been over this in four of his last five games. Faced the Rockets on Wednesday and dropped 24 points on him. And a guy, another one that's benefiting from high usage here down the stretch, averaging 20.2 shots per contest in his last five. We know Houston is one of the fastest playing teams in the NBA. They are number two in pace since March 1st. The Kings are inside the top 10 in that category as well. And Houston also number 12 in adjusted defensive efficiency in terms of friendliest matchup over the last 30 days. So pulled all together, up-tempo game, meek opponent, and a guy that is white hot right now. Davion Mitchell, fade or follow, over 21.5 points in H-Town against the Rockets, minus 110 at FanDuel. What do you say, Lundy?
You had me at anybody against the Rockets. I mean, really, I mean, I know how much you love Davion Mitchell. I know you and Fun Buns talk about him all the time on the SiriusXM show.
Love him.
Well, rightfully so. I mean, if you're cashing tickets, this is a guy you want to keep talking about. It's like yesterday when I just laughed at the fact that the points plus rebounds prop for Giannis was at 44.5. And then you and I talked about it after the pod. There was a glitch in the Matrix when it came to DeMar DeRozan's prop last night.
Yeah, he dropped what, 44? 44
Brad, no,
last night.
No kidding that I did a four-unit play on that prop. I was so convinced that he was going to crush it. His points total was at 25.5.
Yeah,
are you kidding
ridiculous.
Me? That was stupid. He averages 28.
That's free money.
Anyway, it was. That's why I legitimately, it was a four-unit bet for me. I did a two-unit bet, and then right before tip-off, I did it again because I just thought it was so stupid that it was sitting as low as it was. But anyway, I digress. Davion Mitchell, yes, follow. Rockets, and Mitchell has been a printing press. Take it to the bank.
Absolutely. Make some dollar bills, y'all, with Davion. Stick around for my top plays in the final four this weekend, plus bonus time in the NBA, the NHL, and yeah, one of those off-the-radar college basketball tournaments that are still going on.
Number two.
All right, let's get after it down there in the Crescent City here, Lundy, and I'm going to give you kind of a twofer here. In the first matchup of which you're going to be screaming your head off and probably going to blow a larynx in the process, because if you don't, your wife will have you in the doghouse in a perpetuity. Kansas and Villanova. Now, I am on Kansas. I got it at -3.5, and you could still get that line right now at PointsBet. I saw this morning. They're the only book in the country. It's offering KU at -3.5, everybody else at 4.5. A slight lean to Kansas still at that 4.5 line, but, you know, I would definitely prefer the discount. That's where I locked it in. But my favorite bet in this game is on the under 134, which you can get right now at Caesars Sportsbook at -110. You got two outstanding defenses here. Villanova in this NCAA tournament giving up 0.831 points per possession. Kansas allowing just 0.824 points per possession. As I mentioned prior, Villanova, the only chance they have, I think, of, you know, springing the upset here is keeping this around a 54-55 possession game. We know that their pace and tempo is a slow grind. In the month of March, number 332 in the country, an adjusted tempo. Kansas prefers to run, but again, I think Villanova will dictate here. And you break down the percentages of both these teams. I mean, Nova's given up 21.3% from distance in this NCAA tournament, 46.2% inside the arc. Kansas, meanwhile, giving up just 25.6% along the perimeter and 39% from two. So you have two stout, unyielding defenses combined with a thin Villanova team that the only way they're going to be able to compete is keeping this thing in a half-court setting. So in the end, it points one direction only, and that is the under on 134. And Lundy, before you give your answer on this, I got some percentage splits on bets and percentage of handle from BetMGM this morning, and I was shocked that 56% of the public spread ticket action right now is on the over. 63% is also on the over in terms of handle. So it makes me feel a little bit better about this because I'm fading the majority somewhat. So fade or follow, my man, under 134 on Villanova and Kansas, minus 110 at Caesars Sportsbook.
We're going to be sweating this one. Telling you right now, we're going to be sweating. I may not have a voice by the time Duke and North Carolina tip
it's
off.
It's going to be hoarse. You're going to be raspy.
But I'm going to be sweating. That is for sure. I'm going to follow on the under because of the fact that KU has picked up their defensive effort. We know Villanova can play defense. That's a Jay Wright team, right? You're going to go out there, you're going to play defense. But Kansas, all of a sudden, what they've been able to do in the tournament, I feel like I've seen a much better defensive effort out of them. I do think Villanova is going to try to force the pace. Bill Self will try to break that at times, but my guess is that the pace is going to be dictated by Villanova more than anything. So I will take the under on this 134. This, to your point, this could be a game that finishes in the 60s, 63 to 59 or, something like that. Yep. So I'm going to tuck on the under with this one. And as I've said many times over the course of the last week, pray for me, everybody.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And a little early bonus time. I also like the under on 68.5 points team total for Kansas, which you get at minus 110 right now at BetMGM.
Number one.
All right, let's go to the marquee matchup, Duke, North Carolina. And again, you're going to be there at the Final Four, so you have access to all the games, and this one's going to be highly entertaining from start to finish because of the brisk pace. And for that reason, I am on the over 151 in this matchup between arch rivals on Tobacco Road, minus 110 at DraftKings. Yes, the hype is deafening, and for good reason. And both these teams just electric offensively in the NCAA tournament. Duke netting 1.299 points per possession. That's number two in the entirety of all the college basketball tournaments out there and those teams that are a part of it. North Carolina, not that far off in terms of point scoring pace, 1.239 points per possession, which ranks number five. Now, Carolina has shifted to a high gear when it comes to playing defense, giving up just 0.833 points per possession since the tournament. Duke still a little bit generous, especially in the exterior defensively, allowing 0.993 points per possession, as I mentioned with the Brady Manick prop at the top of this broadcast. Also giving up 35.9% from distance. We know that Carolina gets after it on the offensive glass. We know that they have a rim protector of their own right in Armando Bacot. But still, every time these two teams get together, it's like first to 85 wins. And I think Duke is going to wind up winning. I will lay the chalk with them at minus four. And I think they reach 90. And I think Carolina's not that far off. They could score maybe 81, 82 here in the end. So if you like up-tempo play, if you like the scoreboard operator sweating because of, the prolific button pushing and all of the energy expended just keeping track of the action, this is the game for you. It's going to deliver, I think, on all fronts here, Lundy. So fade or follow, over 151. Duke, North Carolina on that total, minus 110 at DraftKings. Give me your thoughts, too. Again, I like Duke minus four on this line on the side.
Yeah, I like the spread. I like Duke minus four. I'm down with that one. Here's all you need to know to bet the over. This is it. I have one stat. It's all that matters to me. In the last four meetings, the average total, 167.8. They are 16 points higher on average on their last four meetings than this total. I'm with you. I think it's going to be the first to 85, maybe the first to 88.
Yep.
There's going to be so much scoring in this game. It is going to be pew, 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 lighting up the scoreboard. They may have to bring in relief for the scoreboard operator at halftime.
Call for the bullpen?
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry, man. My right arm. I can't do it. I got carpal tunnel. Somebody get me. Somebody to help me out. This is going to be such an electric game on Saturday night. But yes, I like Duke to win. I like KU to win. And I think that's going to be the championship game on Monday night. And I'm with you on the over. I think they're gonna crush it.
Well, and what's crazy here, Lundy, you know, again, getting the information from BetMGM this morning, the heavy action right now in handle is on the under. 73%, as a matter of fact, 61% of the public tickets on the under as well. It's inexplicable. I'm dumbfounded, quite honestly. And I tell you what, double bonus time. If you think this is going to be high scoring like Lundy and I believe, why don't you like triple down and also get wagers on North Carolina over team total points, 74.5, Duke over team total points, 77.5, maybe slap that together with the total as well on the full game. That's a nice little SGP, my man. And I saw at DraftKings, you can opt in for 100% profit boost on a same game parlay right now. So hells to the yes, I am in on all that.
100%? I mean, I never got 100% on a test in elementary school. Are you giving me 100%? What? That's fantastic.
So seriously, take advantage of that. All right, Lundy, before we get out of here on this Friday, it's bonus time. What else you like at the end of this weekday and heading into the weekend?
Well, speaking of 100%, we were perfect on our hockey picks on yesterday's pod, so let's completely screw the pooch tonight, why don't we? I already gave you the over in Nashville and Buffalo, but here in bonus time, let's take the Tampa Bay Lightning on the puck line, -1.5. They are taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. That puck line helps you out a lot and a heavily juiced money line. It brings it down to a -140. Then we hit the four-leg parlay on yesterday's pod. Today,
yes,
going to go a little more simple. Let's just do a two-legger. Give me Edmonton at home against St. Louis on the money line. Give me Vegas on the road against the Kraken on the money line. Put those two together, +155.
Oh, outstanding. I love it. Get seduced by the juice. All right, let me fire off a couple more tickets here in the NBA. Give me the Boston first half line at -8 against Indiana. Boston still jockeying for power in the East. We know the Pacers have completely checked out. If you look over the last 14 games, Boston is number 2 in net efficiency rating over first frames. Indiana, during that same stretch, number 28. So I think the Celtics come out of the blocks and just sprint off of them and coast to an easy cover here in this first half. How about Drew Eubanks of the Portland Trailblazers, a guy that's been a hidden gem in the player props market? I'm over on 16.5 points on the road in San Antonio. Eubanks in his last 11 games has played on average more than 30 minutes per game. High usage. He's been over 7 times in those last 11 contests. Just faced the Spurs a week ago and dropped 20 on them. And you look at San Antonio, mediocre in terms of adjusted defensive efficiency over the last month. So I like that one quite a bit. How about Nikola Jokic? Give me the over 1.5 steals at +110 against Minnesota. Jokic has been over this in 8 of his last 9. Now, in all 3 games against the T-Wolves, he's had 1 steal in each. But tonight, I think he doubles his pleasure, though the T-Wolves have allowed the fewest steals per game in the NBA in their last 10. So a bit of a trust your gut, as a TYG special, as Lundy would say. But again, I'm getting just sucked in by this +110 juice. I think Jokic gets a couple of swipes there and cashes a ticket. Then finally, let's go to the College Basketball Classic Challenge Cup Championship, whatever you want to call it. Fresno State taking on Coastal Carolina in South Carolina, and Fresno had some travel issues. This game was supposed to be played on Thursday night. They had to delay it to Friday, but they have arrived. I'd like Fresno State to cover at 2.5. That's what they're laying there. And I like the over of this game at 126.5. Fresno in their last 3 games, number 10 in college basketball in effective field goal percentage offense, shooting 59.8% inside the arc, 36% outside of it. Coastal, pretty good defensive team, but they play up tempo. So that's why I like the over. And I think Fresno just has too much talent because they have a legit NBA player in Orlando Robinson, the 7-footer, can beat you inside, can beat you outside. So there you go. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy and pray for his liver down in New Orleans. You can follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.